Stripper Squad.
Well, this is the place, girls. The barely off-campus home of the Lambda Sigma Delta fraternity.
Smells like Axe body spray.
Oh, hell no. I ain't about to go into some racist-ass white boy college frat house.
But why, Sheriff? Why do these sexually confused business majors need our help?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Fraternity Bylaw 15, Section 3, Paragraph 4 states, no hookers allowed on Lambda Sigma Delta.
We're not hookers. We're strippers, you back. Woods hat wearing douchebags.
Now look here, fella. I'm Sheriff Reese, and this here is the stripper squad.
Oh, my apologies, ladies. Hey, Chad, you call for strippers?
Yeah, but that was like 6 natty lights and 4 bong hits ago.
Listen, guys, you called us, and we're here. Now, what's the problem?
It's Spunks McKenzie, man.
Is that like a stupid white boy fraternity nickname?
Spunks is our faithful frat house dog.
He went missing a week ago.
Missing dog? That sounds easy enough. What kind of dog is it?
He's a Scottish Terrier.
He's a total bay magnet.
Sheriff, those dogs are worth a fortune, especially on the black market.
We think those bitches over at Delta Mu Theta took Spunks.
What makes you say that, other than privilege?
So check it. Brad recently broke up with the DMT's head sorority sister, Brittany.
She cheated on me, total skeezer.
That's definitely motive.
Girls, I've got an idea.
What, Sheriff?
We need to put on some disguises.
Disguises?
That's right. We're going undercover.
Just a reminder, it's Wednesday wing night here at the Mermaid Lounge, so grab yourself a breast or a thigh, and then why don't you go eat some chicken?
Sheriff, my boobs don't fit in the sorority girl's cardigan.
Oh, God, these heels are completely impractical. I need my platforms.
I've never worn this much clothing before. It hurts.
Oh, girls. How do I look?
Sheriff, that dress does nothing for your figure.
And that color. Sheriff, you need to stay away from pastels.
No, don't you get it? I'm going undercover with you all. While you girls pose as the new sorority pledges, I'll be playing the part of the new sorority house mom.
I still think we need to keep an eye on those frat guys. I didn't trust them.
Don't worry, Caramel. Fraternities only kill an average of 5 people per year.
All right, girls. My lip gloss is dry. Let's head to the sorority house. I'm Mrs. Cheryl Reese, the new house mom for the Delta Mu Theta, and these are your new pledges.
Come on in. I'll grab Brittany. She's our head sorority sister.
It's so clean and pink in here.
It's like walking into Barbie's vagina.
A place like this must have a safe somewhere.
Hi, my name is Brittany, and this is our house mascot, Fifi.
Howdy. I'm Mrs. Reese, the new house mom, and these are your new pledges.
I feel like I haven't seen you girls on campus before.
Girl, we don't go to class.
Ooh, a black one. How different. Well, as pledges, your main responsibility will be walking and feeding Fifi. She's a teacup poodle on a strict diet of vegan treats. She's put on a little weight. Dinner will be at 7:30 after prayer.
The Lord and I haven't exactly been on speaking terms for a while. Jesus, that sounds great.
Tiffany, show our new pledges to their rooms, okay?
And after that, we can start snooping.
What was that?
Oh, I'm just excited to be here, Barbie. Homie.
Oh, a black one. How different.
See you all at prayer.
I checked the backyard. There's a pool, a prayer chapel, and probably enough space for me to build a tiny house, but no pooch.
Damn! I checked the basement, the kitchen, and the garage. No sign of that dog anywhere.
I checked all the girls' rooms. No sign of the dog, but plenty of jewelry.
Oh, girls! Did I hit the jackpot?
You found the dog?
Well, no, not quite. I was talking to Tiff. You know, Tiffany. It turns out Brittany didn't cheat on Brad. Brad cheated on Brittany.
I knew that Brad was a bastard.
That's gossip, Sheriff.
Is that a scream?
It came from the kitchen.
What is it, Brittany?
Cheryl? It's awful. I can't find Fifi anywhere. I think she's been dog-napped.
Dog-napped?
Tune in next month for part 2 of Stripper Squad, the case of the frantic frat house.